This is the October 15th meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time now is
summer.
10:16 Eastern Time. I'll ask our Secretary of FIWA Gaza if she would call the roll.
Okay. Shram Agnew? Shram? Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Tria Turner? Present. Joe Gonzalez?
Here.
John O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford?
Over here.
Summer Reed?
Present.
Rico Ross?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
I'm here.
Alberto Luera? George Ryder?
Here.
Richard Uzzell?
Here.
Nia Bediako?
Present.
Kathy Davis?
Here.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Here.
Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Alonzo Brown?
Here.
Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Kimberly Orendoff? Marcel Reed?
Here.
Jim Bennett? Isia Wangaza present. We have quorum, and if Campbell would continue to take his time.
And Kimberly. Kimberly's here.
Thank you.
Campbell, would you continue to serve as shopkeeper for us? Thank you. You should have all have the agenda. It was sent out a couple days ago. It was sent out a few minutes before the meeting.
Point of information?
Yes.
George, I'm sorry. Would you please read the agenda?
Item is approval. There's no time for that. Approval of the minutes, 2 minutes. Acknowledgements, 5 minutes. Chair's report, 2 minutes. Consent agenda. Actually, there's nothing in the chair's report, and there's nothing in the consent agenda. The elections committee report, 20 minutes. Unfinished business. This is from the in-person meeting. 5 minutes to a motion commemorating the service of Ivan Dooley, and 45 minutes to meet as a quasi-committee of the whole to discuss criterion for membership. In new business, there's the motion that I sent you again before this meeting on harassment of staff. If we have time, there's a series of motions that Rico brought up, which I didn't get a chance to put on the new business agenda, but we will put them on should we be able to get to them. So where we're at is agenda approval. Do I hear any changes to the agenda that people want to put in?
George, this is Nia.
Yes.
I think you need to put on the agenda the hiring of the new auditor. That's for public session. That's not for executive session.
Oh, yeah, I'll mention that. You're right. That should have been reported out of executive session.
Also, I mentioned to you about the procedure for the affiliate selection. I don't know if that's there. The election closes November 15th.
It isn't there, and I don't remember the sequence. It would be in new business. If we get to it, would you bring it up then? I doubt very much that we're going to get through this agenda, actually, in the time allotted, but we might.
When will the next meeting be?
Well, we'll set that before we adjourn. I would suggest in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nia. Anything else?
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. I would like to make a motion that the part of the agenda that talks about quasi-committee of the whole
yeah.
be changed to change to a discussion, and the quasi committee of the whole not done.
Okay. Is there a second to that? Hearing no second.
Second.
A second. Okay. Is there any objection to that mode, to changing that? The effect would be to you could extend time by 2/3, and motions made would be motions, and a motion can be made at any time, as opposed to the quasi-committee on the whole, where motions made are essentially straw votes, recommendations for later consideration.
Point of information?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what part of the agenda is that part of? I mean, which issue is that relating to?
It's an unfinished business.
Okay.
And it's was postponed at the last meeting, so it comes up before new business.
Membership.
Thank you. Okay, yes, I recall. I thank you.
Any discussion of that? Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing no objection, that will be simply a discussion. The time is for 45 minutes. It can be extended by 2/3 vote. Anything else about the agenda? Okay, hearing nothing, the agenda is approved as with the changes that we just made. Do we have any open meeting minutes? Yeah. Fia, are you there?
Oh, can you hear me now?
We can, yes.
Oh, good. What was your question?
Do we have any open minutes, open meeting minutes to approve?
No, we do not.
Okay. The next item is acknowledgments, 5 minutes. Does anyone have anyone they wish to acknowledge for service to the foundation?
Kimmery.
Kimmery, go ahead.
I'd like to, it takes a second when you lose several people at the station, and then we just lost our pastor at church, so y'all give me a second to get my emotions back intact. Like to extend love and blessings to the Brother Bay family of listeners and folks that have followed Brother Bay throughout the years of his continued community service on WPFW and his warm and generous support to the LSB, and just being a part of his legacy has been a blessing.
This is Nia.
Yeah.
I would just like to acknowledge all the Pacifica National Board members who are in New York City. I must say this has been the first meeting in 2 years that it was quite civil. Everybody got along very well, and we actually completed the agenda. I would like to acknowledge all of us for how cooperatively we worked. Although we didn't agree, but we worked through doing substitute motions, amendments, and all of that in a very civil manner. I'd like to also acknowledge the BAI, specifically Bertha Reimers and Andrew Hardnett, for planning the reception, for the drivers who drove people back and forth, Serene Roberts, William Heerwagen, Jeffrey Stern, and Seduzo, maybe Andrea could help me with his last name.
Seduzo, I think you got it right. Oh,
yeah. Seduzo, and I can never pronounce his last name. So I want to thank everybody for that.
Richard? I'd like to second what Nia just said, and I'd like to thank her for spearheading that organization of that meeting. It was a great meeting. And I would also like to thank Jeffrey Stern for he was supposed to pick me up at the airport, and my flight was canceled, so he jogged over and got me off the train a few hours late. So thank you to all everybody in New York, the station, the staff, LSB, the listeners. It was great. Thank you.
Here, here.
And, Sadozo drove me back and forth to Newark Airport, and I want to thank him particularly for he was going to pick up his girlfriend at Kennedy, which is quite a long ways from Newark, And she was an hour and a half late. And he had to leave in order to pick me up in time. And he did it. I want to thank him for that. I got to the airport on time. I appreciate his commitment to the network and to making things happen for us, that he was willing to do that.
Rico to the stack.
Rico, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to point out something that I think was done last in the New York in-person meeting that we should make sure we do every meeting. Nia probably, I don't know how many months ahead of time, asked people to book early so that we could save money on the early bookings. And it was so far in advance that tickets were able to be gotten at a very cheap price. And I'm sure that has saved us hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. And I think that set something that we should try and do every time, because it's an easy thing to do. And even if we have to cancel it, it will be cost efficient. I just think that it was good thinking, good foresight, and we should make that standard.
Anybody else?
Bill.
Laverne. Bill and
Laverne. Well, I'd also like to echo the thanks for Nia for organizing all the arrangements for in New York, for the staff and volunteers at WBAI for making us feel welcome and talking to us and answering questions, and for all the drivers for driving us around. Really appreciate all that.
Nafia? Laverne and Nafia?
Oh, thank you. This is Laverne Williams. Yeah, I'd like to, again, thank everyone in New York who really helped a lot, people who put some of us up in their homes. I certainly would like to thank them for that, Carolyn Burton. And I'd like to echo, very good, Nia was on the case there of asking that people book early so that we can save as much funds as possible. I'd like everyone to think about the fact that we're still in a cash flow crunch and that we need to consider and think about the next meeting in terms of, we know what the bylaws say, but if we don't have the cash or the funds to do that, then we might have to look at an alternative. So I just want to put that out now. But again, thank everyone in New York for their assistance, for their dedication. And I would like to say it was quite a difference for me from the last meeting in New York. So thank you.
Arlene to the stack.
Sophia, then Arlene.
I want to express my appreciation for the hospitality and of the New York Pacifica family. And to recognize the Pacifica technical staff in its continuing effort to upgrade and automate AudioPort, while it has still not fulfilled that goal. I do appreciate the continuing effort, and we look forward to their having completed it by the end of November, as was reported at last night's affiliate task force meeting. Thank you.
Minute and a half.
And I'll check that.
Arlene?
Yes, I just want to say a very, very hearty thank you on the behalf of Pacifica and myself personally for all of the hospitality, for the arrangements, for the work of many volunteers, and for the fact that we had a meeting essentially without incident. Thank you, everyone. One thing I might mention going forward, and I'll mention this in the coordinating committee, is that perhaps we should look at the months in cities that are extremely popular, particularly New York and Washington, because they are the most expensive months in the calendar. And that's coming up with the spring meeting in Washington. We may be hitting Cherry Blossom Festival.
Okay. Anybody else?
Summer? I guess this is acknowledgments. I just wanted to address what Arlene was saying there. So I'll abstain. Go ahead.
Okay. Anybody else? Quick acknowledgement. Okay.
Yes, Alonzo wants to say something.
Okay, Alonzo.
I want to thank the New Yorkers for being New Yorkers. It's a very stimulating crowd, and it's always exciting to be around them.
Great. Okay. We had an executive session just before this meeting, And we decided in that session that we would hire as our auditor for this coming year Ross Wisdom's firm. There is nothing on the consent agenda, so we'll go to committee reports. There's only one report. It's from the Elections Committee. Bill, I gather you will present the motion from the committee, and we've scheduled 20 minutes for that.
20 minutes?
Bill, are you there? Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
It's 20. I had 15. We changed that during
the... I changed it. I sent out a second agenda. There's an earlier one.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Okay, this motion was passed by the election committee last Tuesday evening. It's a motion from Tracy Rosenberg. The election committee strongly recommends to the National Election Supervisor that the 2010 KPFA staff election uncertified results be invalidated due to gross and repeated violations of the fair campaign provisions and the election redone prior to November 15th, 2010. It passed with 8 yes votes, 3 no, and 0 abstentions. And I emailed this to all the PNB after the meeting Tuesday night. And I'll probably let Tracy motivate it if she wants to do that.
Bill, what was that vote count again?
It was 8 yes, 3 no, and 0 abstain.
Okay.
That was in the email I sent Tuesday night also.
Okay, no problem. I just like to write it down as well.
Okay.
All right. Bill, hi. I guess I'll take you up on the offer to motivate it briefly. It may be more of a Q&A as I sent some supporting material to the board via email, which presumably people have had a chance to take a look at, as well as a 2-page petition that was submitted to the National Election Supervisor in support of the request. I want to say that even though my name is attached to the motion, the petition was also co-filed by two of KPFA's other PNB representatives, Joe Wanzala and Shara Magamir. The request is to address multiple violations of the fair campaign provisions that were committed on September 29th and 30th. There have been no consequences of any sort for the on-air, shall we say, hostile profiling of PNB members, two of whom were running for re-election at the time. The question became one of material impact. In the listener election, there are always many factors in play, many people. It was difficult to assess direct consequences. In the staff election, in which one seat was decided by one vote. And again, the accusations were that of board members causing staffers to lose their jobs, and people were named. It seems to me that the impact there is clear, measurable, undeniable, and that remedy is required. So I am asking this board to recommend that the NES seriously consider a redo of an election process that was compromised and
second.
Compromised significantly.
Second.
And I'm happy to answer questions about specifics if anybody has
any. It's coming from committee. It doesn't actually require a second.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Does anyone want to speak to it?
I have a question. This is Leslie.
Good,
point of information. Who was the second?
Oh, I'm sorry. Leslie had a point of information first, and then it was Afia. It doesn't need a second. It's coming from committee.
Oh.
Leslie.
And mine is actually a question for Tracy. I don't think it's quite a point of information. But she asked for questions. And mine is, how do you understand that the staff election was affected by alleged allegations of on-air violation? Certainly the discussion...
Staff election was affected by what? I'm sorry, I just didn't hear the question.
By allegations of on-air violations. Certainly the discussion that appeared on air was happening among the staff long before it went on air.
No, that's not correct. The conversation was not going on beyond the staff before it went on air. The
and you
information,
know
yes, yeah, the misinformation, which is the proper word, was released on air on the morning of the 29th and then repeated approximately every 4 hours for the next 2 days.
And you do not believe that this would have been distributed among the staff otherwise? Because I and I'm asking very cautiously because when we designed the bylaws, we were very careful to keep the staff from discussing the elections on air for the listeners,
mm-hmm.
not the staff. So I'm wondering why this affects the staff elections and not the listener elections.
The way that the misinformation was presented was that the information had come from the CWA. That is not, in fact, factually possible.
And what is the CWA?
It is the union that
okay.
KPFA's paid staff are covered by. That is not possible. The union were not present. What I will say to you is that anecdotally, and perhaps Charlotte can give more detail on this if he is in the call, that I received over 60 emails from KPFA staffers who were unaware of the information until they heard it on the radio, or they heard it by grapevine over the radio on the 29th, asking me what on earth was going on. That's my
okay.
evidence.
Right,
I think
thank
it's
you.
Fair. I think it's fairly persuasive.
Sean, for the stack.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, and also, I heard about this. I'm not up there in Berkeley, but I did hear about this. But I also received a press release where they named three members of the KPFA local station board and accused them of putting together an enemies list, okay? And that press release was used was sent to listservs that are, you know, the property of Pacifica, and I believe it's a campaign violation to use the resources of the foundation in order to slam other candidates or lie about them. And I will say that when you accuse people of putting together an enemies list when all they are trying to do is their fiduciary duty to get the local station to follow the directives of the PNB, that is really, really not only disingenuous, but a terrible smear. Thank you. And I'm going to send this press release to the PNB so you can all see it for yourself.
Summers of the stack.
And Nia for the stack, please.
And Andrea for the stack.
Summer.
Richard for the stack.
Nia, Andrea, Richard, and, well, let's see. You're giving 1 minute on this, Campbell? I think that's probably about
yeah.
right. Okay, Summer.
Thank you. I guess what I'd like to know is, obviously, these are particular elections, violations of particular individuals affecting a particular aspect of the election. Is any of this have room for the rest of the debacles going on in this election, or has the Elections Committee in any way dealt with them? Is there any sort of collective report, motion, anything dealing with the absolute disaster that is this election? Or is it this right now only focused on this particular issue? And I'm fine if it's only focused on this issue. I'm just asking what's happening with the rest of it. I mean, I'm sitting here right now watching the election supervisors count through a glass window while we're probably not making quorum. So. I'm just asking.
The motion applies just to KPFA. And
it's only on this one specific issue. Could she just answer that as a point of information? Maybe is there anything pending dealing with any of the other issues in the election, or is that not yet happening? If that's the case, that's fine.
Well, either Tracy
yeah.
or
this is Tracy. I would say that is not yet happening. There are questions of
okay.
specific remedy, and I share my concerns about the impact on the other half of the election
sure. okay.
as well. Right. But there were questions of a workable remedy.
I got you. We're dealing with a specific incident and a specific remedy. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, Nia. Sorry, it's a point of order.
Point of information.
Point of information.
Yes. Is there going to be time in this meeting to discuss the other
problems?
We can't hear you. It's muffled and breaking up. Something about, is there time in this meeting to discuss?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, could you get
an echo?
Muted to mute? There we go.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, did you ask about the time remaining?
Somebody.
There's an echo chamber.
I really can't mute, but I am echoing.
I can't hear anything you're saying, here.
I can mute my own phone.
We have 10 minutes remaining.
Sean, go ahead. I'm going to mute my phone to see if it makes any difference.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I want to know if any time we discuss the election, a lot of problems. Happy to deal with
you. We can't hear anything.
I'm sorry, this isn't working. Somehow, somebody's got something on that's causing an echo, and it's doing this for anybody who speaks. So I suggest one at a time, try using your phone.
What is it, #11, is that it?
It's #1.
#1, thank you, I'll try.
Okay, Sean, you'll try again.
You're still breaking up.
Somebody's got a speakerphone hooked up.
But can you hear me?
9 minutes.
Would everybody but Sean turn off, put themselves on mute?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're going to have the other problems across the state, and I don't minimize problems or concerns with APFA, but there are problems with the network.
I have no idea.
Okay, this isn't working. I kind of get what Sean's saying, but we haven't figured the echo. I'd like to suggest that we sign off and come back on again. I don't know what else to do.
Are you sure?
So let's do that and come back as quickly as we can.
All right.
I think that's right.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
this is Andrea.
What just happened, Andrea? I go to the bathroom, I come right back. I said, well, by the time they go through all that, I can go to the bathroom real quick, and I come back and what's happening.
I know, but Sean was speaking, and his thing was really bad.
Okay,
you couldn't hear anything that he was saying.
So we need
and
to call
so
back
meantime,
in?
Meantime, the clock.
Actually, don't hang up, Kim Marie, because obviously it's not us, because we're not echoing now.
No, it's echoing
with me also.
Okay,
yeah,
and what is the thing to mute again?
About the motion to staff elections from Tracy.
Okay, and how do you mute it one more time? Because every time we come back from this thing, I forget the mute, so What's the mute? #1?
#1.
#1. Let me put this on.
One.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Sean, are you back?
Yes.
Sean, are you back?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Hello?
We're here.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Sean.
Can we all hear each other now?
Yeah, I think we can. Go ahead.
Okay. My question was, and I don't want to minimize or belittle the problems or concerns of KPFA, but are we going to have time to discuss many other problems that it seemed to be throughout the network concerning these elections?
I would suggest it be brought up in the Elections Committee. I don't know when their next meeting is, but I presume...
We just had a committee meeting where we heard nothing but problems. That's why we should be talking about it on the PMB.
Well, it's up to the committee what it wants to bring to the chair, to the floor. And so this is what they've brought.
Point of information?
Yes.
For those of us who aren't on the elections committee, how would we go about that for the rest of the board?
Well, as a PNB member, you're free to participate without voting at any time. You can bring any motion you want up through the people who are on. You have at least one person from KPFK who is a member.
Point of information.
Yes.
We are still in the committee report, correct?
We are.
So I would like to move that we open this discussion.
A point of order, George. A
point of order.
I've been patiently waiting.
That's,
I had
you don't
the
go
floor.
From.
Just a moment. That was a point of information.
Fine. I'll wait.
Okay.
I'll wait until after this, and then I would like to be recognized. Mr. Chair, I reserve. I would like to be recognized before the end of this session. Thank you.
You're on this. Well, no, you're not.
Put me on
you're
the
after,
test.
You're after Richard, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Nia, go ahead.
Camel for snack.
Take a minute, Nia.
How long did everybody else get?
A minute.
A minute.
Okay. You know, believe me, there are problems all over the place, and I'm just concerned that the board is getting involved in what's supposed to be an independent process. When we say we make recommendations, and we're saying it because of repeated violation, how do we do that? How do we move the motion? I think that's what I heard read. If somebody could correct me. And the other thing is, have the people who have the accused been given time to say something? And also, you know, I saw an email coming to this PNB, you know, about a woman at WBAI who had 4 hours and been on there repeatedly. And there was no this fuss about that. So I think that we need to be more fair about this. And are all these going to be addressed? So if we're going to start addressing issues, there are a whole ton of issues that were sent. I don't think we should be instructing the National Election Supervisor. That's not our place to do that. Where's the independence?
This is Tracy for the stack.
Bill, let me just say that any motion that's passed like this is advisory to the National Election Supervisor. We have no authority to tell her anything. This is our opinion. Andrea.
I think Nia raised what I was going to raise in terms of being advisory. This whole thing of there's a local election committee, and we could talk to the election committee and bring up these issues. And that I don't know if I need information from Tracy, whether she talked to the local election committee or what, through the representatives that were voted by the local station board to bring up these issues, if she really felt that way. You know, there's also this thing out there that this is a process to invalidate the staff elections. And could Tracy address that? Because that's all over the emails as well. So let me know that you are sincerely concerned about this as opposed to what's in the rumor mill out there. And also, did you talk to the local election committee about this, your issues and concerns before bringing it to the national board or the election committee?
Tracy, that was a request for information. If you could just give a yes or no to that.
Yes.
Or she can elaborate on it.
Well, she can't elaborate. She'll have her own time in a little bit.
I'm on the stack. I will address it when you get to me.
Richard? Richard?
And if there's time, can Summer be at the end of the stack after people who haven't spoken?
I'm coming. We have 2 minutes and 50 seconds left.
Oh, okay, never mind.
We won't finish the stack. Richard?
Okay. I'm here.
Yep. You got a minute.
Okay. I will vote for this motion to redo the KPFA staff election, and I would vote for a similar one to redo the listener election at KPFA. A couple of months ago, the NES sent an email saying that the CL slate at KPFA had been given 2 strikes for fair campaign procedure violations, and since those 2 strikes,
several violations have occurred, including continuing to use illegally use the name Safe KPFA and the questionable comments on the air and the press releases. I would vote that, I had hoped for some time that the NES would disqualify that whole slate because they continually, way more than the three strikes, have violated the fair campaign procedures. And they need to
use
time. Thank you.
Sean.
And I don't appreciate that moaning over there. I'd like to call that member to order.
Mr. Chair?
You're right. It's out of order. Sean?
I was on the stack,
right.
I believe.
It's Sean, then
That's
Campbell.
You, Andrea. Be quiet.
Richard, it's also
Excuse
out of
me.
Order for you to do that.
That's right.
Campbell? I'm sorry. Sean?
Thank you very much.
Excuse me? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Sean?
Yes, all this talk about the NES being autonomous and therefore the election committee doesn't have any power or authority to deal with her is silly. Autonomous doesn't mean she's not accountable. And if we don't have on the election committee the authority to guarantee fair and accurate elections, well, you might as well pack up and go home, my friends, because you know what? We'll just leave the NES to police herself, which defies logic, my friends. It defies logic, okay? So please understand that the election committee does have the authority, and, you know, I think it should go beyond a recommendation because, if we don't at least have oversight, who does? Who does?
Campbell.
Yes.
Can Bill? Bill?
Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, thank you. And I think that Sean needs to read the bylaws, and I think that the interference that we're
Sean, you don't have the floor. Campbell has the floor.
Personal privilege. I was just attacked as though I haven't read the bylaws.
Excuse me. You don't know what was stated because you interrupted.
Mr. Chair, I was attacked for not knowing the bylaws.
Mr. Chair.
I call a point of personal privilege. I want everybody to know I have read the bylaws, and I merely disagree with the member, and I resent his implication that I haven't. Thank you.
Well, clearly the disagreement's also with the bylaws, too. But the thing is that we've had, for better or worse, independent NESs. And I can recall NES coming in and invoking some nouveau regulations on WPFW that were not in the bylaws or anything that I had ever seen before. And this was just, what we were told was that, oh, there's nothing we can say because that's what the NES does. And the NES is not reporting to the board. So the understanding that I had, and perhaps Bill Crozier can amplify this, is that the role of the election committee was pretty much one of facilitation and clarification. And in regards to having an authority role, that wasn't part of it. Mr. Chair, we've exhausted time.
Okay, we have
to extend 10 minutes.
Tracy and Bill on the agenda. I hear a motion to extend time for 10 minutes. Is there any second? There is a second. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing no objection. Tracy?
Okay, a couple of things. The first thing to say is this is not at all a precedent that has never happened before. KPFA's staff election was redone 5 years ago in 2005. It was fairly easy, fairly inexpensive. It was done because the lists were screwed up. And I just want to say we've done this before. We can do this again. We don't have to make World War III out of it. It was done by a decision by the NES, no problem, redone. The second thing to say is I want you guys to put yourself in the place of a person who had not voted as of September 29th, and I want to be clear, about 25% of the staff were in that position. They heard on air that one of the staff candidates who they knew well and one of the listener candidates that they knew well had hatched a secret political purge list to decimate the station. At the time that these charges, this misinformation, was broadcast, the two PNB members in question were on a plane coming to this meeting and then trapped in executive session with you lovely people for the duration of the day. They were unable to ask questions. They were unable to determine the truth or falsity of the allegations, and they were forced to vote. Many of them didn't vote. Many of them got confused. Many of them were upset. That is not a scenario in which anyone reasonable can state that a fair election process occurred. They were put in an impossible position, and it was time, so there could be no dialogue, no rebuttal, and no opportunity to establish the truth or falsity of the allegations. The allegations were personal. People were sitting there wondering if they were on some kind of hit list. Please don't interrupt me, Campbell.
He's telling
you
the time is up.
Okay.
Please,
but you need to pay attention to what actually happened here, and we need to be just to the people who work here, the position that they were put into. The second thing,
Tracy, your time.
I need to address Andrea's concerns. I'll be as fast as I can.
Please, out of courtesy, just let her finish.
Just a moment.
Two sentences. I'm going to ask the board.
Just a moment. We have rules. We agreed we were going to have a minute. Now, is there any objection to giving Tracy another minute and a half, let's say, to complete what she's saying? Okay.
30 seconds.
You want only 30 seconds?
30 seconds. So
is there any objection to giving her 30 seconds?
Okay.
I hear no objection to 30 seconds. Okay,
local,
30 seconds.
Okay. The local election committee at KPFA is an assortment of volunteers that helps the LAS. It is not a board committee. No one is appointed to it. It's a volunteer committee. The request to the NES was sent to the entire election committee. Andrea's charges are factually ridiculous. Thanks.
George, may I have one more point of information?
As many as you like. Points of information are free.
Oh, good. Were the candidates involved staff candidates?
I'm sorry?
Someone was talking in the background. I simply asked if the candidates named were staff candidates and on the staff ballot.
One of the PNB members from KPFA, who is the current staff incumbent, was one of the individuals targeted in the charges, yes. And there were other staff members that were running as affiliated candidates.
Okay.
And since we extended time, this is summer, may I be put to the end of the stack after people have not spoken, if there's still time? Thank you.
Again. Bill?
I think Tracy's basically right. I think I'm more concerned that this sets a terrible precedent if we don't do anything, even though this is just a recommendation to the NES. If it's sort of like the Citizens United case, basically giving carte blanche to these big, huge corporations, and in this case, any faction, to say whatever they want, whether it's truthful or not, and in this case, near the end of the campaign where there's not time to refute it, I think it's a terrible precedent. It opens up the floodgates to no telling what in the next election. And to answer Summer and Sean's questions earlier, if they want to make an amendment to this motion regarding other stations, they could do that. It's up to them if they feel that there's serious enough problems with people not getting enough ballots or whatever. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I've certainly heard a lot of problems with that at other stations, too.
So moved.
You're not on
the stack. Let's bring it up. I'll bring it up when I have my time.
Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken who would like to? Okay. Hearing none, Summer, it's yours.
Thank you. I appreciate that. One of the issues is what I see as the structural financial issues, the things I kind of talk about on a regular basis. If we can exercise no responsibility or oversight over the outcome of our elections, then the NES has to bear full liability for that. And I would like the contract of the NES to be sent to the entire PNB. I'm requesting that because that would be, in business, that's just how it works. You know, if you can't exercise any fiduciary oversight and you give it to a subcontractor, that contractor needs to carry errors and omissions insurance so that if they mess up the job, they're liable for the cost of the election, the $300,000. The foundation cannot be continuously put in this position of absorbing financial damage caused by the mismanagement of elections and no one's responsible for it. Someone is responsible for it. If we are not able to fix it, then the NES and future contracts have to be staged in such a way that that person is required to carry insurance to cover the costs of these elections so that if they go badly, it's covered. And Okay. Well, I would like to bring a motion regarding missing ballots, but I'm not going to attach it to Tracy's. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak to
Sean, the staff?
Motion?
Yes.
Sean,
Campbell.
Sean, then Campbell.
I have a point of information, George.
Yeah, go ahead.
George, do you hear me now?
Okay.
What time are we using on this elastic time here? What are we doing?
We extended for 10 minutes. I don't know where that is.
Seconds.
How much time?
Time has expired.
3 minutes and 19 seconds.
There are 3 minutes and 19 seconds left on the extension.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's see. I think Sean and then Campbell.
Yes, I move to amend the motion on the floor to include all the stations so that we can look into all of the problems, concerns, and irregularities that occurred in this election.
Second.
Let me understand. You're moving to redo all the staff elections?
No. I am amending it to say we need to investigate or look into all the concerns around these new elections, okay? I'm not, you know, I don't want to substitute their motion. I agree with their motion. I merely want to amend it so that we can look not just at their election, but all the elections, okay? So it's a motion.
This is Tracy with a point of information when Sean's done.
No, go ahead, Tracy.
Well, let me ask Sean a point just to clarify this motion. Who's going to do the investigation?
I don't know. Maybe it's the election committee. Maybe it's the special body of the PNB. Not an investigation. I'm sorry. Let me use a different word that will help us here. Let us have a discussion of all of the irregularities, concerns around this election, okay? I just want to expand it because there are more problems than our dear friends up at KPFA are having. And at some point, this body needs to look into those things and discuss those things. So I would like to expand the discussion. And I thank the chair for helping me clarify this.
So as I understand it, then, this amendment would say put on the agenda in the near future a discussion of irregularities at all the stations. Is that correct?
And when that is correct, my friend. I just want to know when's our next meeting. Because I don't want it to be water under the bridge. I don't want it to be a moot issue.
We haven't decided that yet.
Perhaps there should be a special meeting for this issue.
It will
okay,
be.
I had a point of information at some point.
And Andrea had, I think, a point of information, but I'm not sure what. Is that correct, Andrea? I don't hear you, Andrea. What was your point of information?
Are we looking at a cost factor here that we don't have this kind of money to do a major investigation?
Let me respond to that. As I understand it, at the moment, this is essentially a discussion on the board where the information comes from is not clear, but there's no money attached to it, as far as I can see. So,
15 seconds remaining.
Is that essentially correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm not asking to pay for investigators. We really need to have a discussion before we decide if there needs to be a deeper investigation. Thank you.
Now, we have an amendment on the floor.
Time.
What about yes,
this
point?
Just Tracy with a point of information.
Yes.
At some point, please.
Tracy, go ahead. Tracy.
All right. 2 points of information. The first, I'm assuming that the new wording on the motion retains the wording and adds the sentence that
Sean
stated at the end.
That's correct. It's an amendment
which is an addition and not a replacement of anything.
Thank you. And then the second point of information, for what it's worth, is that the cost of executing on at least part one of the motion is $600.
Okay, so if we want to have a discussion of this, we'll have to extend time. Otherwise, we'll just go to a vote on the amendment and then on the main motion. Well, hearing no motion to extend time, we will just go to a vote on the amendment.
George?
Yes?
Just point of information. Are we saying that the information that's brought by Tracy to the committee is truth, or are we talking about discussing investigating?
Well, as I understand Sean's, it really has nothing to do with Tracy's motion. he's saying, I mean, it's germane to elections, so it's not out of order, but he's saying, let's have a discussion of what's going amiss at other stations as well. It isn't saying anything about the truth or falsity of what's been put forth or anything. It's just saying, let's have a discussion of what's going on at other stations as well. So that's my understanding. Okay. I heard no desire to extend time on this. Afia, would you take the roll on Sean's amendment?
George, is it a point of information?
Yes.
Is the NES going to be part of this, quote, discussion?
Wasn't part of the amendment.
I think it would be fruitful because we've been talking for how many minutes and she's not here. So I think since there's no report, I mean, it would make sense that she should be here.
When this comes to the floor, I will certainly invite her to participate.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
Isn't it appropriate for the body to discuss its concerns and if, depending on what they are, to, you know, perhaps have a follow-up meeting for the NES? It seems that it might be worthy of especially two meetings.
I don't see any reason why the NES can't be there to answer questions. It's going to be a public meeting in any case. I didn't get that this certainly is not something for executive session. So I don't see the problem with her being there.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Gamble.
Yes. Since this is going to be taking place, it would seem to me as though it would be appropriate to have both sides of any issue to have an opportunity to express that, or is it something we're just going to hear from one side of accusers and the other side of the accused will not be heard from?
Well, it isn't specified
how
it's going to be done.
This is Tracy with a point of order.
Let me respond to his point of information before I deal with your point of order.
Okay.
It isn't specified. It's a space for a discussion. How people get to that space is not clear in the motion. Tracy?
Okay, just to be clear, the NES is in possession of the transcripts of every word that was said on air and the uncertified results of the staff election, which is the evidence that I'm presenting here, are factual. So question the truth or falsity of the allegations is not beside the point. The question is the impact and the remedy. The NES has certainly been apprised of this in great detail and has already expressed regret at what happened.
So this isn't really a point of order.
George, I'm back on the
call.
Point of order is who exactly is the other side in terms of who is it exactly who you wish to hear from? I'm not clear who else was accused.
That would actually be a point of information for Campbell.
Okay, sorry. That's the question. I don't understand what
whoever's
the
being
other
accused,
side is supposed
I mean,
to mean.
You know.
Well, Campbell, go ahead. Answer the question.
My question is just about whoever's being accused of whatever malfeasance that's allegedly taken place. I think that it would be fair to hear from them before the PNB goes on the record of expressing a desire one way or another pertaining to, you know, the issue. And I think in some things there's perhaps an evidentiary thing that might be necessary, because something that one person heard broadcast one way might have been heard broadcast another way by someone else.
No, there are transcripts and there are audio files.
Let me say that this discussion is in fact out of order. It's about the amendment, and it's about the original motion, and we're out of time. And so the only thing we can do is go to a vote. Andrea, did you have another point of information?
I'm sorry. I went off. My phone clicked off, so I didn't hear your response to my question.
What was your question again?
About whether we are voting on just hearsay right now or what?
Point of order.
We're voting on what was presented by Tracy in the emails as far as the original motion, as far as the amendment, which is what we're voting on at the moment.
There's no real information as to whether we're accepting this as fact, and I don't have that information.
Yes, Andrea, 10 pages of transcripts were submitted to the NES.
This is all out of order. We are discussing the main motion. It's not what's on the floor. What's on the floor is the amendment, and the amendment is to have a discussion on the PNB about irregularities or problems with the elections at any of the stations. My suggestion would be that be done station by station, but that isn't what the amendment said. The amendment is just to do what I just said. I'm sort of thinking ahead of how to make that sort of work. So, Fia, would you take the roll on the amendment?
Shram Agnew, Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to pass.
Andrea Turner.
Yeah, I'm going to pass for me.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Lassert.
Given that candidates are going to be involved in the discussion, no.
Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross. Rico Ross. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Luera? Richard Gutel?
Yes.
Nina Bediaco?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Let me give you the first four digits. No. No.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg. Right to 7949. Those are the last four. Alex Steinberg. Okay. 4217.
With the person who's having a conversation, giving out telephone numbers and all in the background, Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
I'll pass.
Hello?
Please hold. Henry Orendoff?
Abstain.
Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
Jim Bennett? Lucia Wangazzo? Yes.
Afia, I'm changing my vote to abstention. This is Leslie.
Leslie.
you originally were a no?
That is correct.
Okay, so did Sharon come back? Tracy?
I'll vote yes.
Andrea?
Am I muted? Am I on?
You're on.
Oh. I'm abstaining.
Okay. Alonzo?
Yes.
Campbell?
I'll abstain.
Okay, so we have 11 yeses. Five abstentions. I don't believe I have any no's. Is that correct?
That's what I got.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Motion passes. The amendment passes. We're now voting on Tracy's motion as amended.